Hey ho, it is I. I was just about to take a swig from a bottle. It's not alcohol, it's water. It's fizzy water, which is closer to water than I normally drink. Oh, guys. Oh, my God. My holiday. My holiday. It was a holiday of sorts, I guess. Is it? I don't know. Ooh, vocal effects. Or just talking into a bottle. Did you ever do that as a kid? You know, get a bottle and talk into it. No, just me? Just me. Of course it was just me. No, it wasn't just me. I swear you did it too. I saw you. Not that I was stalking you. Don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, swig. My holiday. Oh, bubbles. I don't know why, but I'm fine with the bubbles in Coke, but not in anything else. I need to drink more water. Baby steps, guys. Baby steps. So my holiday was. It was a holiday. If you would define a holiday as a trip abroad, which does your head in. Oh, basically, I went abroad with. What's the politest and kindest way to put it? An abject liability. An abject liability. Every day there was something, and it was little things, the constant not being listened to, the constant saying one thing and doing another, the constant just. For me, I need to switch off on a holiday. I need to just not. And I already fucked up because I didn't bring the right charger. I brought a charger to two laptops ago. I'm beginning to rethink my status as a cable hoarder. I swear I have every cable for every electronic device I have ever owned. Ever owned. But yes, I'm rethinking that stance now because I was stuck in Spain with no laptop. Well, I had the laptop, I just couldn't power it up. I don't know if it makes me cheap that I just wouldn't buy a charger over there. I don't know. But I'm behind. Yay! So you would have thought that not having a laptop would make it more relaxing because no editing, no audio stuff, but no, it just meant there was no fucking escape. I couldn't lose myself in anything. I spent the whole week just nursing this low grade. Now, I am not by nature a responsible person, I am the opposite of a responsible person. But I've become one because I didn't have a fucking choice. When you have people that need you show up. Well, I did, I don't know. It does great because I always put myself last. I'm working on it, but it's just frustrated Japanese ghost sounds. That's not good for your throat. You know what's good for your throat? Water. Drink water. So I just spent the week in this low grade resentment, frustration, aura of rah. And the worst thing was that they were completely oblivious. Completely oblivious. And it's just the little things. The saying one thing, doing another thing. Walking across you. So I'll be walking in a straight line. Next thing you know, walking across me. Or stopping right in front of me. With no fucking notice. Who does that? Liabilities do that. And it's a case of, if I get upset, they get all victim-y. Oh, If you don't know what vitomy is, well, you obviously did not grow up in a Catholic family. Vitomy is... I'm sorry, I'm such a disappointment. I'm sorry you're not having a good time. I'm sorry that I'm just always in the way. What it is, it's a way of turning it around on you. It's you.
You.
So, what I mean by that, rather than acknowledging they are at fault or that they've done something wrong, they make you feel guilty for being annoyed. Like, well, I'm sorry, I was just trying to make you happy. I'm sorry that I'm just so bad at, you know what? That is really, that is toxic. But it's also exhausting. So sometimes you just swallow it. Like, you be annoying. You just be annoying. You're not going to stop being annoying. You're not aware. You're just going to keep on. It's just the easiest option. The easiest option until you get home. Back to England. And it's, oh, I have never been so happy to be on a fucking plane in all my life. Until... So, my father's a diabetic. And I have a family history of diabetes. And I know that you have to stay on top of that shit. Because diabetes can have so many side effects. It can affect so many things that just will negate your quality of life. My dad, he doesn't really take care of it. And I have very little patience for people who don't. Maybe I should be more sympathetic. But it's a case of, you know what you should be eating. You know you should be monitoring your sugar levels. If you take specialized medication, you know that you should be taking it. You know you need to stay hydrated. You know, blah, 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 blah. But because I've been exposed to someone who does not take care of it and does not give a shit, I am very low on sympathy for people who don't. Now, I'm not saying anyone deserves to have diabetes, but if you have diabetes and it's diagnosed and you have all these things to help you take care of it, then you don't really have an excuse to not take care of it. I am severely claustrophobic. Now, it's really weird. When I'm flying, I'm fine right until the end. At the end of the flight, I start getting really stressy, really panicked. So I am that person who pays for priority. I'm at the front of the plane. I'm on the aisle because claustrophobia. And I was fine. I was fine. We were about halfway through, and then the woman next to me, she gets up and she literally just lurches across me and falls to the floor. At this point, I was sympathetic. I was very sympathetic. I was so, so sympathetic. I was, you know, I helped, you know, I held her legs up. They called for a doctor. And then it comes out that she's a very severely diabetic person. She has not eaten in a day. She has not drunk enough water. She hasn't taken any of her medication. She hasn't been monitoring her sugar in weeks. And the long and short of it is, this makes me sound like such a Karen. And maybe I am. The long and short of it is that I get evicted from seat, well, row 3 to row 28. Because she's having this medical emergency. I sound like such a bitch, but it was avoidable. And you can see the doctor getting really irate. You know, if you get called on a flight, is there a doctor aboard? Is there a doctor? We have a medical emergency. You're expecting some important shit. Not, oh no. I didn't eat. Did you drink any water? Oh no, I didn't drink any water. Have you been taking your medication? No. Do you know what your last sugar reading was? Oh, I don't do that. You're diagnosed diabetic, yes. So I ended up way, way back in the plane, sandwiched between two people. And I don't have any of my stuff. I don't have any of my stuff. Because I was so busy trying to help her, you know, calling the cabin crew over. I didn't have my bag, my phone, nothing. And I'm getting super stressy. Super stressy. I'm getting claustrophobic. At one point, I managed to get my bag back. So I managed to get back up there just to get my bag. And she is sitting across two seats. And she's so super silly. She's like, oh no, I need both seats. Only in Spanish. So I was stuck there. And I'm literally having a near fucking panic attack. And when I'm having a panic attack, when I'm anxious, when I'm, you know, not great, I need people to not try and help me, because I'm so used to being the responsible one, the problem solver. I don't want people to help me, because it just, it's a victimization thing again. It's a case of, oh, I just wanted to help you. It's like, because they don't know how to help me, and because they're just making it more awkward for me, because I'm having to try and stamp down my anxiety to deal with their bullshit. They just do the, well, I'm sorry that I'm such a disappointment. Fuck you. So I'm literally like, I send a message. Leave me alone. Make your own way. Make your own way. I will come out at some point. Did they listen? Did they fucking not? And this person, as soon as the plane lands, is always on their phone. So, So I am having to wait. So obviously all these people are passing me, and I'm getting more and more panicky because I feel so claustrophobic, because I need to be off that plane. I need to be off that plane. I need to be in the fresh air. And as I finally make my way down, and I'm just concerned with myself. I'm concerned with dealing with my own shit, you know, not having a panic attack on a plane in front of people, because that's mortifying. They're just there waiting, and it's like, shit. Fuck. Fuck. And at this point, I'm actually crying. I'm trying to keep it together, but I am actually crying. And I have to get my bag. And I'm like, I told you to go. Oh, but I wanted to wait. Why? What were you going to do? They didn't do anything. Because they're a fucking liability. So I'm pushing down my anxiety. I'm holding myself together. And then turns out that when I got my bag, that the woman, when she had leaned across my shit, she had knocked my bag over, and my purse went under the seat, and I got called back. And it's like, when, so I was like, every airport you have to go down two flights of stairs, up a flight of stairs, and then I hear someone calling my name, and like, oh yeah, that your purse is on the plane. I'm like, fuck, I've got to go back. And I'm still panicking at this point, but I'm holding the panic in, and I'm like, shit, fine, I gotta go back. And then they like turn to me. I'm like, just go. And it was literally like I was possessed. I was just like, I cannot deal with your bullshit right now. Just go. I was like that. And I could see the victim this format. I'm like, no, don't have time for that. So I have to go back, and I have to go back on the plane. The metal tube that I was, do not like, but I had to do it. Then I come back, and then I can see that they're just, oh, fuck. And it was just the shit icing. It's just, this is why I go on holiday alone. This is why I go on holiday alone. Other people are just, so I just nudged the phone, but it was just, are you like that? When something happens to you, do you seek out other people? Do you, ooh, I need help. I have a support system. I can rely on people. I mean, if you do, God, I'm fucking jealous. One of my biggest problems is that I can't reach out to people. Because I am unfortunately very intolerant of people in certain situations. In a situation where the lady that the diabetic that had the issue, the doctor was helping her off the plane, although she was perfectly fine at that point. And the doctor's like, "You really need to take better care of yourself. You need to monitor." She's like, "Oh no, I can't be arsed with that." In Spanish, though. But she's like, "Look, what's happened was serious. If that happens again, oh, it happens all the time. I'm sorry, you what? You fucking what? It happens all the time. This is something that she does all the time. All the time." And the doctor's just got this look on his face like, "You fucking what?" In Spanish. Actually, in Portuguese. The doctor was Portuguese. And she's like, "Oh, but when I faint, people always help me, and I always get to the front of the queue." And at that point, I was so just. But yeah, when stuff goes wrong, I do not rely on other people. I don't. I've never been in a situation where someone could solve something better than I could without faffing around and asking stupid questions. I fucking hate that so much. So there was this time where I was working in an office, and it was a new company, and basically we had to get a certain educational designation. So you don't have active teachers, but you have to have admin staff in, and then certain parties would come in and inspect it, and we were waiting for the inspection. Now this place was a little dodge. Well, no, the place wasn't dodge, but the building was slightly dodge, and we only had one key, which is stupid. And the person who had the key was a fucking idiot. Yes, another one. And they left the key in the building. And it was like, "How are we gonna get in? You're the one that left the key, and you're the one that's panicking, and you're looking to me to solve it." And then it's just like stupid question, like, "I'm gonna kick the door in." "You can't kick the door in. You can't kick the door in. How are you gonna kick the door in? How the fuck do you think I'm gonna kick the door in?" Okay, on an aside, I have actually kicked far too many doors in my life. But yeah, I kicked the door in. Just kicked it enough to get it off the lock. But it's a case of if there's a problem, I understand that people panic, but I just don't have a lot of time for that. It's just like, "Look, just fuck off. I'll just solve it. Look, you just stand over there and I will solve the problem." But when it's myself, I am very anxious as a person. So I do get very anxious and panicky, but within that panic, there was a problem-solving algorithm in my head. And there is nothing I hate more than people trying to, "Have you tried this? Have you tried this? Maybe if you do this, maybe if you do this, like if you could just, not." And then you have to deal with them. I know. I am a very impatient person. I am annoying. Like, if I have a problem, just fuck off. I don't. No, it's fine. It's fine. No, really. No, really, it's fine. And if I have a problem, I just want to be left alone. This went off on a tangent, but yeah, I haven't come back refreshed. I've come back like that. I've got this. But I have come back with Christmas dinner. Kind of. So we have lamb shoulders. We have rabbit. Yes, rabbit. Pork, because Spain is pork. I was thinking of the stuff that I've brought back, and it's the usual toiletries, tons of meat, spices, stock cubes. Jesus Christ, England, why are your stock cubes so shit? Just like, those are food. And saucepans. I don't know if that's like a normal thing to do. For me, it is. Whenever I go to Spain, lots of food. But right now, I am not feeling rested. I am not feeling relaxed. This is not someone who's, oh, I've had a lovely week. It's someone who's just let me just be on my own. Let me be on my own. Now, normally when I fly back home, I don't do anything for the day because I'm dealing with that panic from the plane. I swear, the minute I got home today, stepped in the door, dumped the suitcases, I'm like, I'm going out. I just needed alone. I just needed alone. And I bought Christmas leggings. I didn't think they were Christmas leggings. I thought they were jumpers. Yes, I know. I thought they were ugly Christmas jumpers, knitted ugly jumpers, which I love an ugly Christmas jumper. Nope, they are ugly Christmas leggings, and one of them's pink. See, I can just about rock a pink Christmas ugly jumper. But these ugly pink leggings, yeah, that's some doubt. But I'm home, and I'm actually happy to be home. It wasn't all bad. I know I'm just focusing on the bad now because it's easier to do. When something negative happens, it's easier to focus on it. And when something good happens, you're kind of like, eh. When I worked in retail, they would always go, if you have a good experience, you'll barely tell anyone, but if you have a negative experience, you'll tell everyone, which is true. So yes, I am like, I had a terrible holiday. It wasn't awful. It's just, I like holidays on my own. So how are you? What are you like when you go on holiday? Are you, I need people? Or are you, I need to be alone? And when something goes wrong, are you, right, guys, let's get together, let's come up with a solution? Or are you like me, fuck off, I'll fix it, just stay out my way. On the bright side, I brought home tortilla, which is Spanish potato omelette. Really nice. And I had churros almost every day, sometimes twice. And I did have a lot of octopus. A lot of octopus. I fucking love octopus. It was all right. And my next holiday will just be me. I'm making an early New Year's resolution. The only person I'm traveling with is me. No one else. Next year, it's just going to be me. And to be honest, I can be more than one person. Are you ready to go? Oh, I'm ready to go. Oh, you're all packed. I'm all packed. Do you have your passport? Yes, I do. Do you have an umbrella? Of course I do. I have two. Oh, you're just so efficient. I know. Have you got everything printed out? You have. I can see it in your hand. Have you checked in? Oh, you've checked in. You're just, oh wow, that's so organized. You're so nice to travel with you. I know, it's so nice to travel with you. We are the same person. That's it. This wasn't meant to be so ranty. It was just meant to be me checking in saying, hey, I'm back. But yeah, rant city.